Tonight, we're checking out something brand new to the tequila market, and honestly, it's pretty unique. This is the first ever Añejo release from Taquilla Kosher Tequila. And this bottle is actually sent to me by the founder, Greg Sobel, who I recently did an interview with here on the channel. So if you want to hear the full story behind the brand and Greg's journey, definitely go check it out. It's all my videos. Look in the playlist on YouTube under brand interviews. But tonight, we're going to crack this brand new bottle for the first time and taste it together. Now, let's talk about what makes this brand interesting to me. It blends heritage, celebration, tequila culture in a way that you don't see very often. Greg, a professional musician, a drummer, with family roots tied back to Mexico City through his mother, who is an amazing entrepreneur, and the vision behind Taquilla was creating a tequila around celebration, tradition, and bringing people together. And this brand is also certified kosher, not the regular certification, but the one through the Orthodox Union. That's the OU that you see there. It is much harder to actually get that certification than any other one, but they also stayed focused on creating a traditional tequila production while doing it. And honestly, I think that's pretty cool, because at the end of the day, tequila has always been connected to community and celebration anyway. So let's talk about production real quick. This is made at NAM 1574, Distilladoria de Tequila Marva. They're using all Blue Weber agave grown in Michoacan and producing this in the Valley of Tequila. Production-wise, a little bit modern. They are using high-pressure autoclaves for cooking, roller mill for extraction, fermentation in all stainless steel tanks, stainless steel pots for distillation. Then this Añejo is rested for 17 months in used white oak whiskey barrels. So on paper, you should have a really nice balance between agave character and barrel influence. I will tell you, I do love their Blanco, and their Reposado is fantastic as well. So the Añejo, I'm really excited about trying. All right, let's rip this open and get it in the glass. I gotta say, I really like the color on this one. I gotta say, on the nose, I immediately get cooked agave. There's a little bit of caramel, some nice vanilla, a nice warm oaky note. There's a vegetal note, but there's a fruity note that I pick up that there's a really nice sweetness in the nose as well. I have a feeling this is gonna taste fantastic. Let's dive in and see. Great cooked agave, great oakiness of the barrel. And one of the things I have to say that I notice is the mouthfeel. It has a very rich, velvety texture. Very nice. Flavor-wise, cooked agave, vanilla, caramel. You get some baking spices. You get that soft whiskey barrel character. It still remains, though, agave forward with a nice agave sweetness to it as well. I think this is one that bourbon drinkers would really love. This would be one that gives you some bourbon identity without losing the tequila flavors. The finish, it hangs on. There's like a spice, a vanilla, a cooked agave sweetness. I'm going to say that it's medium to long. It gets very fresh at the end. It's very balanced. Knowing this is a brand new release and the very first Añejo from Taquilla, it is a very solid step. It fits right in with their Blanco and their Reposado, which I think are amazing as well. I always enjoy seeing new brands focus on authenticity, production, and quality instead of just hype. And I do like that Greg went after the true Jewish market, bringing his heritage, his family, and his beliefs into a bottle that they can celebrate with on all of the Jewish holidays. Not to mention, just drink it on a Tuesday like I am. Taquilla Añejo, keep your eye out for this one. You can get it from their website. You also can pick this up from siptequila.com. So definitely check it out. It is a great flavor. There's a huge, awesome story about this bottle and the label. Check it out on the interview I did with Greg. There's so much meaning behind the label. It is really, to me, really cool and amazing. If you like reviews, interviews, deep dives about tequila, make sure you hit the subscribe and like button. Let me know if you've had any of the Taquilla Kosher spirits, and let me know what you think of this tequila. Enjoy your night. Thanks for watching, guys. Cheers.